The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, forget everything else. Zhong Li's back in the house. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on The Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the bleeping master, is back. Can't wait. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There is also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when you guys are usually in a bad mood, but don't be, because Slash is back. That's kind of what it's like, right? Guns N' Roses without Slash. It's still okay. But
is that what it's like?
Well, I was trying to think of a quarterback and a backup quarterback thing, but I couldn't really come up with one. Okay. Because, you know, I don't want to, you know, Tyler's not Nick Foles. I don't want to say that.
Right.
He's pretty good, but he's not Nick Foles. So let's go with Slash.
Was he like Case Keenum stepping in last year?
Well, but Case Keenum was better than Sam Bradford for the most part, except for the one game. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But Mr. Li, welcome back. It's good to have you, bro.
Thanks. Glad to be back.
Well, there's one story that everyone's been waiting to hear, and I think it's time. Oh, well, first of all, how was your trip?
It was good.
What is that you're wearing?
It is a jacket, because it gets cold in here.
Right. Is it... The upper sleeve is yellow and the lower sleeve is red, but that's not two separate layers, right?
No. It's one layer. It's an anime sweater.
Oh, why didn't you just say that to begin with?
He's gone full native on.
Then I would have just shook my head and said, "Oh, well, there it is."
Well, I ordered this a while ago and it just came in while I was gone.
how difficult was it to, I guess, sort of live amongst the Asians when you are an Asian American? Is it similar, or did you feel like you were lost there?
Vietnam was kind of easy because I was with somebody that spoke the language, so she was doing all the, you know, talking and stuff. But most places that we went to did speak some English, so if I was there by myself, I think I could have, you know, gone by.
Did the canary speak English? That's what I want to know.
No, the canary didn't do much.
That's one of the things I need to know about. What is this story about a canary?
Have you ever been to a ping pong show?
I've not. I've only been to shows where things go in, not out.
Yeah, exactly. That's a market.
It did both.
I've seen animals go in, never go out.
So we went to... I
paid good money for that, too, by the way.
There's this... So in Thailand, they have these things called ping pong shows. And the first night, we went to a street called Soi Cowboy, which has all the strip clubs and stuff with the lady boys. And we wanted to see a ping pong show. And we were a little disappointed because there wasn't much happening. It just, you know, it was just a female putting a ping pong up her, you know, and... shooting it out. Not shooting it out, just kind of letting it fall out into a bowl.
Okay.
So we were disappointed. Hangover 3 is basically what
Yeah. So
she wasn't shooting them out like projectiles.
No. So okay. We were a little disappointed. So when we went to Phuket.
And your wife was watching this with you?
Yeah. And we were interested.
Now, this was a regular woman doing this?
Yes.
And when they do this, I mean, are they just like spread eagle somewhere?
No. They were standing up on the stage. So it's a little weird in Thailand. It's kind of like a buffet style for like strip clubs. There's this giant stage.
And you're like the only dude who goes to a strip club on his honeymoon. You know that, right?
We were interested. That's rare. No, this is actually the second time we've went.
Well, okay, it's different. I'm not saying it's weird for you to go to a strip club with your lady. That's not that unusual.
Uh-huh.
It is unusual to go on your honeymoon to a strip club.
Well, we wanted to see a ping pong show. We were with another couple, and
another couple on your honeymoon?
No, we happened to be there at the same time, but we kind of did Thailand for a little bit, and then we kind of separated.
Okay.
So when we were there at the same time...
You guys didn't do the old swap-a-rooney, did you?
No, we didn't.
Okay, good.
But anyway, we were there, and then we left, and then we traveled to, I think it was Phuket. We went to Phuket, and we were disappointed with the show in Bangkok, so we decided to go to a different one. And when we got there, this is where it got a little weird. The weirdest thing was the canary thing, I think was the grossest thing, where a lady came on stage, and she was just kind of standing there, and we're like, okay, what is she going to do? And then she reaches in and pulls out a little bird. And we're like, oh, that can't be real. And the bird started moving, and we're like, oh my God. And then she stuck it back in.
How long was that bird in there?
I don't know. And I think the bird had the wings clipped because it wasn't trying to fly away. And then we were like, I think it's real. And then she came around looking for tips, and we got very in close to the bird, and the lady put the bird on my buddy's finger. And he started like going, oh my God. And then we kind of tipped her, and then we looked at the bird, and it was alive. Okay. And I'm sure the bird has seen better days. A different girl started to smoke cigarettes with her vagina.
Oh.
And the same girl.
The Surgeon General has got to think that that's not healthy. Do they have a Surgeon General in Thailand?
Probably not. I don't think so.
It's the Wild West or the Wild East.
And the same girl later passed out balloons and all over the club and shot blow darts out of her vagina to pop all the balloons.
She could hit the balloons?
Yes, from across the room.
Now that's a talent.
That is a talent. And I think the canary lady, which was a little older, brought out two bottles. One was full of liquid, and the other one was empty. And she basically drank it with her vagina. And
can we just say lady parts?
Lady parts.
The kids are back in school.
Okay. Lady parts.
Let's tone it down just a little.
I have a great story about that, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter.
And then she regurgitated it back out, and it was black. Like, the liquid is black. I don't know if it was water or not, because nobody got to drink it, but it could have been, you know, fool's gold, but yeah, that happened. And we left a little early because some of the strippers started spraying the crowd with water. So we're like, oh, no, this is not what we're here for. We wanted to see the show.
Was it a insane clown posse show?
I don't know. We didn't stay until, I guess they were supposed to do the ping pong show last, but apparently, according to several people, this is a club where they can actually shoot it across the room.
Now, I saw another situation where you were inhaling something from a balloon.
Yeah, or they have, I don't know what they use over there, but they have these balloons. And we were on Shanghai's, like, their 6th Street, and it was crazier than their 6th Street. But we were on that street, and we wanted to do some balloons, and we went to a bar.
What's in these balloons?
I don't know. I think it's all nitrous oxide, but I don't know, some kind of mix.
Listen, Jung, you're in a foreign land, and you just like, oh, I feel like doing random drugs.
Oh, we had.
Are you out of your freaking mind? I don't know what drugs these are. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
That's like if I went to, like, Colombia, and I just saw some white powder on the table, and I was like, well, I guess I need to snort that. Yeah, I don't know what's in it. I mean, that's crazy.
Well, I mean, I've had multiple people tell us that it's perfectly safe. Like, buddies of mine that have already gone and done it. And another buddy of mine.
There's plenty of people who think weed is safe until they get it laced.
No, it was fine. But no, you get a.
You don't even know what it was.
I don't know what it was.
It might have been some kind of mix. That's how Chris Farley died.
Well,
some kind of mix.
I'm standing right here, so I guess it was okay. No, but it was it's you buy a giant balloon for $8 and
$8 American dollars?
Yeah. And it lasts a while. And you just inhale and you keep it in for a little bit and you get a giant high for about a minute. And
what kind of a high?
It's kind of like a weed high.
Okay.
But it's very clean. It's 1 minute and then it goes away.
And that was $8 for 1 minute of being high?
No,
why
didn't
you just buy weed?
No. The giant balloon, it went around the table of about six or seven people like four or five times.
So $8 for 8 minutes is about what it amounts to.
It depends on how many people were doing it, but yeah. I did one balloon for I think three or four times. So the same one, three or four times.
Is there a way that you can have too much of that stuff?
You
don't know
yes.
because you don't know what it was.
No. One of my buddies that went to Vietnam about 6 months ago was at a club. He got pretty lit, like in terms of drinking. And then some girl that he was talking to bought him a balloon and made him do the whole thing. And he said he blacked out.
Well, I don't know what to say about this, Jung. I can't believe you're doing random drugs that you didn't know what they were. I thought you were more responsible than that.
I kind of thought we were the degenerates, AJ.
Yeah. Jung's like a total wacko.
Oh, and then now Teresa's telling
me loose
cannon. Tell you guys about the fishes. And so that said, the fishes at the same ping pong club.
They're fish. There's no such thing as fishes.
Okay, fish. the same lady with the canary had four fish up her, you know.
What?
And
the same lady?
And then she shot them out into a fishbowl.
What kind of, like, God. Goldfish?
No, they were a little smaller. They weren't like
guppies?
No, they're bigger.
Like carp?
No. They might have been a goldfish. I couldn't tell.
Were they sardines?
No, they weren't sardines. They were pretty big. Like, they were like a size of a pet fish.
Like a minnow.
Bigger. But she shot them into...
I feel like it's a goldfish, but he's just...
Yeah, he doesn't want to call it a goldfish. Yeah.
She shot him into a fishbowl.
Were the fish alive?
They were alive.
That's crazy. I remember when I was a kid, I used to always get fish from the pet store, and by the time I got them from the pet store to the aquarium, and I had an aquarium with like a filtration system and everything, by the time I would put them in, they might last 30 minutes and they'd die.
Yeah.
And it was like, man, what am I doing wrong here? This lady kept fish in her vagina, and they lived.
And she accidentally, one of them fell onto the ground, so she shoved them all back in again, and then she redid it.
It fell on the ground, and she just picked it up and put it back in?
Yes, she did.
She's never going to find a husband.
She did look a little older, though. She maybe like late 40s, 50s.
What is your life? What do the first 40 years of your life have to be for that to be your later years? Like, what wrong turns do you have to take along the way to end up there? It's got to be a serious, like a web. My goodness.
Your day job is a nun.
Well, I'm glad you survived, John.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun trip. Not really for me.
Yeah.
But, okay. Oh, well.
Well, again.
A little speechless here, not going to lie.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Teresa's ruined him. Like, you think a guy gets married, it's supposed to, like, settle him down? Like, for me, who knows where I'd be right now if I wouldn't have gotten married? Like, I'd probably be dead in a gutter somewhere. But I feel like...
I don't know. My wife's probably wilder than I am about some things.
But yeah, your wife is. I don't know how that... You and your wife are like the same person. The difference is like... Jong used to be like... You remember he was a good kid.
Yeah, he was my hope for us.
Now he's like... I mean, he's a...
Because like if it turns
out... He's a scumbag, essentially.
I always thought like if it turns out there's a heaven, then Jong's going to be the one vouching for us, right?
Yeah.
It's like, they really aren't that bad of guys. Maybe you could let them in. You know, maybe just at least let them to the gate. And now I got no hope.
Well, it's not like I was sticking things up my...
No, nobody's saying you did, but it seems a bit extreme, that's all. But hey. Okay. Well.
If you don't know, now you know.
Yeah, now I've learned something that I never thought I needed to learn.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I'll ever look at fish the same.
Man.
I'll get you a goldfish for Christmas.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. You sure it wasn't like a little carp?
No.
Because that'd be the most Asian thing ever,
right? No, no, no.
Are you sure it wasn't a giant koi fish?
No, it was. No, no, no. That's too big.
That would have been a show.
That would have been a show.
That I'd pay to see.
I don't even know how to transition to this now. I'm just gonna tell you that if you want to get in on the action, how about this? You want to get on the betting action, not the jong action, all right?
You don't want in on that action.
No, you want to be able to bet.
I'm not about that action, boss.
And guess what? I've also got some college lines to talk about a little bit later in the show, and you know where I'm going to play them? My bookie. And if you have not got in on my bookie, now is the time. And guys, football's here. There's no more BS. It's time. And where you're betting is just as important as who you're betting on, because you know a lot of these places, part of the gamble is putting your money in. That's not the case with MyBookie. They're safe, reliable. They've been in business for years. I've never had problems getting money out of there. And in-game live betting, they've got the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for fantasy guys, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. They've got a survivor pool that you can get in for a lot of money. And the cool thing is, all you have to do is go to your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and you can get your account started. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie.
Getting better all the time and turning up against one isn't hard to teach.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Well, Matt Jackson says this is the greatest or worst segment ever. Can't decide. That means it was probably pretty good. Lamont says, looks like you're going to have an interesting marriage. Stalker Brian wants to know if you put a couple beta fish in there, will they fight? Raheel says he knows what he's watching tonight. Hey, Google, find goldfish trick video. Yeah. Heartthrob, we must all now drop the jong's level of degeneracy. JD was going to pick up some sushi on the way home. Was. Okay. People were, and there's so many texts about this that I can't even read them all.
Yeah. Well, you've surprised us all, Jong. You surprised us all. I was at my kid's baseball practice yesterday, and at the end of practice, one of the kids comes up to me, really good kid, and he's got the biggest smile on his face, and he says, guess what, coach? I said, what's that, bud? I was in the truck with my dad, and we were listening to your show, and his smile is getting bigger and bigger. And he says, and I heard you say, rhymes with middies.
Yeah, the word for breasts that we're not allowed to use.
Right, that I accidentally said one time, and Tyler only dropped it on one of the two stations.
Yeah, we learned that you have to dump them on both. Yeah.
Yeah. he is giddy.
Wait, when was this?
Last week. Okay. At some point. Yeah. And he thinks this is the funniest thing he's ever heard. And I didn't even know what to say. All I could think to say was, that was probably Fred who said that.
Yeah, just put that evil on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why
he can probably tell your voice though, since you're his coach.
Well, that's what he said. He said it's funny because it sounded just like your voice. Well,
oh, that is pretty funny. He's going to Vegas this weekend for my brother's bachelor party. Any college football plays you recommend? Shout out to my brother Blitzer Jake. I will have some stuff a little later in the show. I kind of went through and I found some big dogs that I like, actually.
Okay.
On the first week's schedule. So we'll get to that at some point today. And you know, there's a lot of sportsy stuff to get to. Man, I got time getting to that point where there's not enough hours in the day. Because I was up till, last night I worked until, when I got home, I worked until 10 on sports map stuff. Got up at 5:30, worked on that until noon. Managed to get to the gym today. And I'm getting a private gym. I've decided.
Oh, yeah?
I've had enough. After my workout, sitting there changing clothes, and I hear something behind me, and I turn, and there's like this old Asian ass 6 inches from my face.
What'd you do?
And his satchel is hanging to his knees, and I'm like, "Hey, Yogi, can I at least have some space here?"
Did it look like
it was disgusting.
Did it look like Johnny Knoxville on Jackass 2? Where he wears the little shorts and it's hanging all the way down.
It looked like a Ford with the
that's beautiful.
The truck nuts on it.
That's beautiful. I can't wait till my balls are that saggy.
I was like, "Come on, man." I always try to get a locker that's not near anybody. Because, you know, I'm getting where I just don't like people at all. And somehow this guy sneaks up while I'm not paying attention and fully naked 6 inches away. I don't know what's worse. I mean, what if he turned around? That's the first time, though, I've kind of snapped. I just said, "Dude, give me some freaking space."
I mean, that's sort of a bully move by you.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't want your ass in my face in the
Maybe
gym.
Maybe he was there first.
No, he wasn't.
Well, how did he get naked before?
I wasn't really paying attention because I was sitting down and I was changing clothes and I was looking over my phone and responding
to
messages.
If you're taking up space in the locker room on your phone, then
there was plenty of space there because his locker wasn't even near mine. He came over there.
Which 24 was this?
The one out off of the Beltway where I usually go. In Westheimer.
I thought maybe it was this one here, and I was going to say, I've got an explanation for it.
If it were this one here, I know the explanation. But yeah, I mean, my goodness. But I just don't say anything, but this one kind of pissed me off. It's like, because he obviously came over there when there was no reason to. And it's like, take your ass somewhere else, Chief.
Yeah.
And he just smiled and walked off. I'm like, no, that's not funny. Nobody wants to see that.
It is kind of funny.
It's a little funny, but still.
You only think it's not funny
because it happened because
to
it
you.
Happened to me. If it were you, I'd be laughing my ass off. I'd be like, "Oh, AJ, he was just trying to be friendly."
Yeah, that's all.
He just wanted to show you what you're going to look like in 50 years.
Show you the future. Well, didn't you say he's 60?
No, I don't know how old he was. Frankly, I didn't get to see his face, so I have no idea how old he was.
So you saw his head?
Because you know what? I'll just say this. Satchel much longer than whatever was in front of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Then, of course, I came. We've got so much cool stuff coming for Sports Map, and we've got our football stuff's already started, so I got all that going. But I also found out today that September 4th migration probably not going to happen on time, as I believe we called yesterday.
Yeah.
Geniuses. And John, some of the stuff around here has just completely gone to hell without you. And so I'm not bothering you about it until tomorrow because you need a day back to settle in.
Wait, what happened?
There are just some things that need to be fixed that have become a problem in your absence.
I'd actually like to get Tyler in here and talk about the Juggalo Trey incident. Or are we keeping that off air?
I don't think he wants to talk about it.
Tyler doesn't?
No.
Tyler, not interested?
No.
No. All right. Hey, good or bad parenting on me today? So last night, my youngest son, who is 6, has found that he really enjoys riding a skateboard.
Okay.
And I was kind of impressed because I don't think I could ride a skateboard when I was 6. Like, he can actually, get up on the board and go. And now, Granny's still got a lot to learn on it. Which leads us to last night when he fell face first on the concrete. And his face did not fare well. I'm going to show you a picture. And if you want to see the picture, it's on my... If you have Instagram, it's on Instagram at AJ is the real. That was his face afterwards.
Ow. Ow.
Now, is almost he's really, really concerned about his appearance all the time. Like he lives in Texas and he won't wear shorts because he thinks it looks bummy. Like you don't look crisp if you're wearing shorts. My other kid, he wants to get a haircut every 2 weeks. My other kid, I mean, he could care less what he's wearing. He could care less what his hair looks like. He doesn't care about anything. This one is like a fashionista. He wants to always look really fancy. If he gets a scuff on his shoe, he needs new shoes. He came in this morning and woke me up and said, "Dad, I don't want to go to school today because people are going to think that I look crazy and ugly." And I was like, "Oh, dude, talk to your mom about this." And mom said, "Okay, you don't have to go to school today." Good or bad parenting? I mean, for those of you who can't see it, if you don't have Instagram, it looks like, it looks like he got his ass kicked.
Yeah, it does. I'm okay with him not going to school.
Okay.
Yeah, because that can be pretty traumatic for a kid that age.
That's what I was thinking. It's
not the second day either, right? That he went last week.
Yeah, they went last week.
Yeah, I think that's good parenting. I'm going to give you guys an A+ for that.
Okay. Well, I don't feel guilty then.
No.
It's like, man, I don't know. I mean, and he didn't miss a day of kindergarten. He got the perfect attendance thing.
Yeah.
Today and now first grade, like the second week he's missing a day because he fell off his skateboard.
Well, it takes all the pressure off for perfect attendance.
That's true.
But hey, if you drag blood in the house, I know what you could use to clean it up.
Oh, dirt-free carpet clean. Of course that's what you can use. He didn't, thankfully, but if he had, dirt-free would be the way to go. Listen, guys, dirt-free carpet cleaning, they've got the best technology in the game. You know, the other guys, they're using basically old-school stuff, and it's not getting your floors as clean. It's leaving behind too much water. It's leaving behind chemicals and residue, and you don't get that with dirt-free. You could take advantage of their back-to-school special. 3 rooms of carpet or tile cleaned for $100 plus a free speed dry. And nowadays, a lot of people like to have the lighter color fabrics, but you've got to keep them clean or they look beat up. Dirt-free carpets, back-to-school special. 3 rooms for $100. Call 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with dirt-free. They've been doing this for over 30 years with the best technology in the game. It's 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and you'll get those 3 rooms of carpet cleaned or tile cleaned for just $100, and they're going to throw in that free speed dry. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. And plug SportsMap real quick because some great stuff on there. Cody Stutes has his latest Texans 53-man roster projection, which we'll go over. And met with Cody before the show. We're going to be covering the Texans better than the Texans station does on game days and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of great stuff.
Even though I'm not allowed in the building?
No. Well, guess what? Apparently he is. Because I got approvals for all his kids. He did them all at once. So, but he'll be in there. So he's gonna be covering them. Jermaine's going to keep doing the same stuff he's done. Brian O'Donnell. We're going to do really well with them on Sports Map. So stay tuned for that. We've also ramped up the college coverage because last year when we started in October, pretty much college football was over for everybody we cared about. But we got a Big 12 report every week. That's up today. Brittany B is going to do the SEC and with an attitude. So her first one was about how great her Razorbacks are going to be this year.
See, I wish that – why does everybody have to write about their favorite teams? Like, that's the one thing I don't like when I'm reading about sports. I don't want to hear about your favorite team. Like, I don't need.
He's trying to piss you off. That's exactly.
I don't need like I don't need Holly previewing the NFC East, because guess what it'll be? The Eagles are great. Everybody else sucks. Like, it's just... Is there no professional journalism that goes on?
We have professional journalism on the site, too. A little mix.
All right.
It's a mix,
you say
of, so. It's a mix of fun, and it's a mix of professionalism. Jermaine has a... We're kind of trickling more into having fun in addition to providing... Because you got Polillo's on there talking about Alex Bregman being maybe the most valuable Astro this year. That's professional.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
It is.
Big 12 thing's pretty professional. J.J. Watt revealing how his money's going is professional. There's plenty of stuff like that. Jermaine has wants to do reality TV for NFL roster cuts, so... And, yeah, so it's a mix. I'm trying to provide a little bit of something for everyone.
All right.
So if you want to have fun, if you want bleep talkers, we got that. If you want serious stuff, like Cody's right down to the Texans roster. It's pretty serious.
Okay.
So, you know, not everything. The beauty of it is I don't want everything to be for one person. I want everybody to have, something that they like.
Okay.
That they can pick out. So... And the reality is, we're going to crush our record for page views this month.
Well, that's good.
So, there you go. See this thing that Swan tweeted us? Toronto will soon be home to North America's first known sex doll brothel.
Oh, boy.
Offering sexual services with 6 silicone-made dolls. You're only going to have 6? It's not much of a... On the surface, that sounds pretty good, but that's not much of a...
Is this the last straw? Are you moving?
Well, that doesn't need to come out yet. That decision's already been made, whether sex dolls were there or not.
So you're saying not 6 kinds of sex dolls, like 6 total?
Yes. To me, if I'm...
Am I the only one uncomfortable with that number?
Well, a little bit, because on a Saturday night, I think they're all going to get a lot of action.
That's what I'm thinking.
A little too much for me.
Yeah, I'm not looking for that.
No. I don't care how much you clean them. That's not enough. If you had like 60 to choose from, that's a little better.
Right. But even, I don't know. I feel like sex dolls, those should be... That should be reserved for you and just you.
Yeah.
I'm not into this sharing of those.
Well, prostitutes get shared.
Well, the human body isn't a piece of plastic that's going to just hold stuff in. I mean, the human body has a way of cleaning itself.
I mean, I'm sure that they have some kind of high-tech, maybe dirt-free. Maybe they've hired Aubrey.
Maybe. That's just, I think that makes me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. But, hey, speaking of which, remember we invested in that Canadian weed company?
Mm-hmm.
Got it at 29.
Yeah.
Top 50 this morning.
Oh, wow.
And it just keeps going up. So, A32 says, AJ used your fantasy tiers over the weekend. Good read and a great reference.
All right. Thank you.
That was good stuff. I haven't done any drafts yet. I'm doing yours on Thursday night, and I think that's about it. What did you guys decide with this pick'em thing?
I guess I have to send out a group email or something. But, yeah, inevitably somebody's going to be like, oh, I don't want to do it. And then, it'll be – can we agree we'll just all make fun of that person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'll do it anyway. We'll make fun of them whether they play or not.
Okay.
So
– Because, yeah, I feel like there's going to at least be one or two who are like, no, I'm not doing it. But
it's just fun. It's just $20. These guys can afford $20.
I know they can. But I think that there's also people who will not want to do it. And then it's going to ruin the whole idea of it. And I can't force people to do things, you know.
Well, you know what we'll do? Like, anyone who doesn't want to participate, we'll find, like, the dumbest intern and have them pick on their behalf and put them out as their picks.
Okay.
And I'll put up the $20 for him.
All right.
How's that?
That works.
Maybe you should... You know what? Jong should send this out. He is he's in charge of programming around here.
Yeah, Jong. Send it out.
Yeah. We made this decision without you.
So it's an NFL pick'em throughout the season?
No, it can be we decided we want everybody at the station to participate. Just pick two games a week. Are we doing NFL only, or are we doing whatever you want?
I think it can be college or pro.
Two games a week. We just keep track all year long. We all put up $20, every on-air personality, even Patrick Creighton. And whoever wins at the end, it's winner take all. Whoever finishes last has to bring Big City Wings for everybody else. I think that would be fun.
Now, this is against the lines, with the lines, or no?
Lines, dude.
Yeah.
There is no without lines. Come on.
Yeah. Who's going to win this week? Like the Patriots or the Jets? Yeah, that's not very much fun.
Yeah, so like Patriots -9 against the Texans.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So.
And it can be, I think it can be either your favorite college or your favorite pro game. And.
All right, you can do one of each. You can do two of one. It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, I'm in for sure.
Well, I knew
maybe that's
in.
What we should do. We should do your favorite college, favorite program.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Week.
Why don't we do that?
Okay.
One college, one pro. All on-air people are invited, and anyone who doesn't participate, we will shame them. They will feel shame.
They should.
Deservedly. Look, everybody would, because Dell loves college football. He's going to think he's smarter than everybody at that. He'll do it. Raheel's always up for some fun. I know Granato and Lance will. And I don't know why Barry and Joel wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I'm sure Charlie will, too. I don't think it'll be a problem. I know Patrick Creighton will.
I think Charlie might be the only one that might not do it.
I think the questionable...
this is why I'm a genius. I brought in Big City Wings for the loser, and that happens to be one of his biggest sponsors.
I think the questionables are... Joel and Charlie. I think everybody else will play.
Nick would do it too.
Nick would play for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Nick's a cool. Now, see,
are you saying Charlie and Joel aren't cool?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
I was going to say, dude, slow down.
Nick's one of us, though. He's on a little different level. But not Charlie will do it because he wouldn't want to let down his biggest sponsor, would he?
I wouldn't think so.
No. That's all I'm saying. I'm a sneaky genius.
I like it.
All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Soccer matters again tonight, is that right? No, that was last night. John, did you mess that up?
No, he's doing another show tonight.
Oh, good, good. So back-to-back soccer matters. Glenn Davis. Best soccer show ever. That's the only one I listen to. So
I think it's the only one I listen to.
Yeah.
I think it's the only one I've ever listened to.
And great stuff on SportsMap today. And you know what? We still have how many days left in the month? And we've already smashed our record for page views. So I knew it would go up with football season, but I didn't think we would do this much. So thank you all for reading. A lot of people asking about, well, you have a show, fantasy football league. We're not doing a season-long league. That's a pain in the ass.
It is too much of a pain in the ass.
And the reality is you can never do enough. I remember even when we were doing a Sunday show, I said, all right, I'm going to set up listener leagues. And I wound up having to do 10 of them. And that was when we first got started. I can't even imagine how many leagues we'd have to do. However, I'm pretty sure we're going to be doing business with FanDuel again this year. So that being the case, I'll set up listener leagues every week.
All right.
But I haven't heard more on that, but I think that's the case. So if that happens, I will happily set up listener leagues every week for you guys.
All right, but that's very kind of you. Right. And we talked about setting up a like we did last year a survivor pool.
Yeah,
that I won last year, of course, because I'm awesome. But actually, I think you finished third.
Yeah, I finished third.
Yeah. That was called the Blitz Dominates game.
Yeah. But
yeah, we haven't
done it yet. I would have still been alive, except the freaking Chiefs, who had been dominant, went in and lost to the Giants. Oh, so somebody wanted to know what it was I invested in. It was CGC is what it is. It's now down to $43, but still, it's they're basically they're called Canopy Growth Corporation. They're a medical marijuana company that also has a contract with the government in Canada. So when it got legalized, the price shot up. Now there's been a bunch of people invest a bunch of money in them. So this is one I'm going long term on because I'm hoping this is my Apple.
Okay.
And it's going to be over $100 a share at some point.
I hope you're right.
And if not, you know what? I don't think it's going to be less than what we bought it for at any point because we got it before it was legalized. And, you know, and I think that's... So, I don't do a lot of stocks. I try to stick to stuff I know. Like, we got in Facebook when it was 18 and then sold it at 52, and I kind of wish we'd held on to it. But and some of the other stuff, it's all stuff that I feel like I know. Kind of feel like I know what's going to happen with weed in Canada. So that's why we invested in. I think if it dips under 40 again, that's when I would buy. Because it's a little volatile right now, but as they legalize more things, like they haven't worked out edibles and things like that yet, as they do, the price is just going to shoot back up, I think. So we shall see. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So, somebody says, how do I know if my number is on the delete without reading list? Well,
it's not.
I just read it, so you're fine. That was the best thing that ever happened to the text line, is me just making a list of dickweeds. And then as soon as that number pops up, it just gets deleted without ever getting read. And they never know. It's fun. It's my chance to be a dickweed. So we got coming up, we can either talk about the Texans roster, talk a little bit about the Astros too. Can I just say something that impressed me last night from the ninth inning, or eighth inning, I guess.
Okay.
George Springer, Reddick gets the weird play to get to third, right? They're up a run. Were they up two runs at the time? They were up a run. Reddick gets the weird play to get to third, and Maldonado strikes out. Springer comes up, goes down 0-2, and basically lays off the same pitch four times in a row to get on base. I thought that was one hell of an at-bat for that situation, because then Bregman comes up, and I thought put just a beautiful swing on the ball. Driving it the other way, and it wound up going out of the park. But even if that ball gets caught, you're getting the run home. You're getting the insurance run. And really, that inning could have been over, because if Springer strikes out too, Bregman's seeing different pitches.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just little things like that in the course of a game. That's a big win for them. They're healthy now. They got two more with the A's. If they can just win one of these two after winning the first one, you're feeling pretty good. Because you're
feeling really good.
It's still tight, but 2.5 is a hell of a lot better than a half game.
Yep.
And they wind up sweeping. Yeah, then it's not over. But
and you know what? The biggest kudos is the team was down 4-0.
Right out of the bat.
Yeah, I mean, had they just rolled over and died, it wouldn't have shocked me, because they've done that plenty of times this season where they've just been like, well, we know we're not going to score 5 runs, so we might as well score 0 runs. And it's frustrating as all hell, but the bats came alive and you know, that's one of the bigger wins of the season, I think, last night.
Yeah, that was a good win, and it's funny because the A's pitcher was speculating that they were stealing signs at second base, like, dude, they kicked your ass. And by the way, everybody tries to steal signs at second base.
Yeah.
Somebody says, where can you go to find that stock website? I use Robinhood, which pretty cool. We're going to be talking about Robinhood here in a couple weeks because for the stock. Robinhood. But 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So when we come back, we can look at Cody's projections for the Texans 53-man roster, or we can go over some college football plays.
So we'll talk football on the other side.
Yeah, we'll probably do both, but yeah, and you're safe, Chris. Barry didn't block you.
Well, let's talk about Ryan, who way back in May, he was not a company man because he was a stay-at-home dad. Now, August, less than 3 months later, Ryan started his IT career doing something that he loves, driving a company car, making money. If you don't love what you do, go to mycomputercareer.edu, take their free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. If you don't have computer experience or training, they don't care. Helping people start an IT career is what they're about. You attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week. It'll be everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1.